Our next item is the Estates of Sea Chase, conditional use number 1774, site plan on Road 274.
Mr. Wheatley, this is a site plan for a 500-square-foot pool house with five parking spaces. Proposed building would be located 14.7 feet from Mediterranean Drive. The proposed building, similar to the one that the developer built at the Woods at Seaside project. If preliminary approval is granted, final could be subject to the office receiving all agency approvals. Received copy of the letter from Richard Bessinger. Stated that they reviewed the plan. They're requesting bathrooms. There's no entrance to the bathroom from the conference room. They're requesting that the entrance be added to the plan. They're requesting that a window be installed on the street side of the pool house. They're requesting a urinal in the men's bathroom and requesting that the pump house and sprinkler control should not be incorporated into the pool house. It should not be counted in the square footage.
Robertson, what are the limits of our authority to require urinals?
I am not aware that the...
I don't believe the ordinance is permitted.
Yeah, or really gets into and
lets us address that.
Architectural issues.
So. Yeah.
Well, now, I will say, you know, if there's health code issues there, they're going to have to comply with that.
Well, someone will catch them. My point is that those are not issues that necessarily for this body, but there are certainly other bodies out there who are going to say grace over this that indeed address those items.
Well, I would add to that, like, I don't know, you know, some of those are also in addition to state health code issues. There's also maybe building code issues that come apply. They have to. Yeah.
We don't get into that.
Yeah. That's a separate.
It's just not something we can address. Yeah.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I do have concerns about this whole project. In reviewing the preliminary plans for this project, the original clubhouse pool house was 1,320 square feet. What they're showing here is 500, which is a drastic reduction. And I believe the 1,320 square feet was also what was part of their marketing materials that they showed. And that's, as commissioners may recall, that 1,320 square foot building is what disappeared off one of their plans subsequently. I don't know that I'm prepared today to certainly vote in favor of this at this point. Whether this is a means of providing a shed instead of a true pool house amenity to these facilities, those are my concerns.
Mr. Abbott, is there anything in the file that indicates that the homeowners association has seen the plan, approved it, or anything like that? I don't want to back in here again. Just, you know, I understand what you're saying, but
unfortunately,
could be.
They built it out too much. That
you think that's all there's room for? Huh?
Oh, they can move that tank farm, that gas tank. There's other locations within that project where that came.
Apparently, there are some folks here with an interest in this site plan. And if, sir, if you can shed some light on this, we appreciate hearing from you. And then come on up and give us your name and tell us who you're representing.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. My name is Richard Deisinger. I live at the Estates of Sea Chase.
Are you speaking for yourself?
I'm speaking for myself and my wife.
Not a homeowner, not the homeowners.
Not as a homeowner representative from the homeowners association, though.
Okay.
I would just like to share a few other items. I'm opposed to the plans that's in front of you today. And in my packet, if you have that packet in front of you, I provided a packet. Lawrence, I guess that packet went to council. Pardon me?
In the file.
File.
Yeah, here's, gentlemen. Yeah, hold on.
Well, just a few other, let me express, if you had that packet in front of you, page 3, right. It shows a plan that was provided to me, and it shows the 25-foot, it's 20 by 25 feet, and the 25-foot is on the roadway side of Mediterranean Drive, and it shows three parking spaces to the right and two parking spaces to the left of that building, which I'm in favor of for safety reasons. Adriatic Drive tees into Mediterranean. So as people back out of that area, they would have a clear view of what would behind them. Would be behind them, and there would be no automobiles behind them. The three parking spaces in front of the pool, there's a house right across the street from that, so when people would back out, they would have to be very careful if that homeowner would have any automobiles parked along there. I would like to see the entrance from the Mediterranean Drive with a door and two windows and a window if it would be the storage area.
All right, sir, I appreciate your comments. My question really was if there was somebody that could shed some light on the Homeowners Association's position. Not that we don't appreciate yours. We certainly do, and we have it on the record. You are getting into issues that, as I said earlier, are not in our purview. So if you've got something, if you can shed some light on the original question, we'll be happy to listen to you. But otherwise, we want to move
on. What is your original question?
The original question was regarding the Homeowners Association, if they had taken a position on this.
Well, I don't know what was sent to the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
I do not know why no one is here to represent it.
Okay.
The reason I am here is because my wife and I and some other homeowners have filed with the Justice Department.
That's fine.
And this is the documentation that I received from the Justice Department. And I see that the plans are changed from the plans that I have been in favor from the Justice Department.
All right, then. We'll take that under advisement. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have a question to follow up to that, because there's a letter from the Deputy Attorney General stating that that says that if the applicant builds the pool house and parking spaces as proposed, the Office Attorney General will take no action with respect to the complaints we've received to date regarding Sea Chase. We think the proposal addresses adequately our concerns. So you're saying that this is different from what the AG, the DAG?
Yes, if you'd like to.
Let me just, yeah. Now, where did this come from? This
is what was sent to me by the Justice Department.
Okay, so that's the same thing we have. Okay.
I believe you do.
Okay.
You should have.
All right, yeah, I've got this. So I'm going to give you yours back. I just wanted to make sure I knew what we were talking about with regard to what the DAG was reviewing. And
the plan submitted today or from Rubino LLC Builders is different than what was I've received. And I like the plans that I've received. I think it's more balanced. It makes a lot of sense. I can't see why the entrance to the building would be towards another neighbor's home. I feel it should come off the street side and utilize that space very nicely. So I'm in favor of what I've been sent by the Justice Department, not what I see on the plan that you folks have in front of you.
So, but the only I don't mean to say the only difference, but the difference is essentially where the structure hasn't changed. It's entrances and things like that have changed.
Right. They're going 20 by 25 feet.
Right.
The 20 feet is going to be up against the pool, which will allow access to the bathrooms, access to the storage area. That's all fine. I would like to see the storage area moved away from the street side. I'd like to see the bathrooms down towards the street side. Because when I'm looking at the blueprints, it looks like it's a very narrow space in that corner off the pool. So if the bathrooms were moved down there, it would give more privacy. And if the storage would be moved up where the bathrooms are, then this way, when all the pool furniture is out on a patio, that door is closed, we could utilize that space for use at the pool. and it would not interfere. The bathrooms would have more privacy towards the street side.
Have you shared your concerns with the applicant?
I have not.
Okay.
I would love to. I would love to sit down and share my concerns with anyone who would be...
Listen.
Absolutely.
Right.
That's okay. Why I'm here today.
Thank you. And you've been heard. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Dunkel, I assume you're here for the applicant, and seeing as how we've let the gentleman speak, we'll give you some equal time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Mark Dunkel for the applicant. I was really standing up to answer the question as to notice to the Homeowners Association.
That's what I want to know.
And what I'd like to tender to you, assent to Ellen Feinberg, who is the attorney of record for the Homeowners Association, on September 16th, a copy of this plan and a copy of the correspondence with the Attorney General's office.
We have that in our file.
And you don't.
I have it.
I will hand it to you now.
I don't think we do.
Did you get a response from her?
No response. I represent to all the members of the Planning Commission. No response from Ms. Feinberg to the plan. We also copied the, as Mr. Deisinger mentioned, the correspondence with the Attorney General's office. And I will tell you that the plan that was shown to the Attorney General's office, if the parking spaces in the door are different than what you have, then we will make it what the Attorney General saw. And I looked in our file, and apparently that plan was revised before it got sent in because it worked better to turn it. It's a door and moving two parking spaces over. It's a compromise. The building is smaller than in the original plan. The swimming pool area on the original plan was one-third of the present size. So there's a modification in the plan that benefits the residents, even though this pool house is smaller. I think the important point I wanted to make for every member here is that the Attorney General reviewed the marketing materials. He reviewed the sales contracts. He reviewed the plans. He interviewed the folks that are talking to you today to react to what we were proposing to resolve this and to build this clubhouse. And you've got that correspondence. It's not perfect. It's trying to resolve this issue to something that you all would find, you know, a majority of you would find that you could support. As you know, the majority of the homeowners were acceptable to cash and not have a building at all. And to Mr. Deisinger's credit, he wanted a place for his grandkids to go to the bathroom, as I recall most of the testimony, and we think that we've met that need in this submission. So.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Question. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Mark, can I ask a question?
Hold on, Mr.
You made a reference that the pool was one-third the size of the original. It's actually one-third larger, is it not?
Yeah, the current pool is two-thirds. The pool and the deck is two-thirds bigger by square footage than the original that was shown on the original plan.
Okay.
That's what I was trying to say.
So the pool and the pool deck are bigger, the pool house is smaller.
Yes, sir.
Wherever we are. Okay, thank you.
That was the testimony that was given in the public hearing.
Right. Okay. Anyone else?
Mr. Chairman, I think there was also testimony at the public hearing that the area where the propane tank is was not on the original plans, and that there was also testimony that that area was sufficient for the 1,320 square foot clubhouse, pool house that was originally proposed. So I'd just like to share that piece with my fellow commissioners as well.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning the estates at Sea Chase, conditional use number 1774, site plan on road 274, my motion is for deferral. To give the commission time for further consideration.
Second. To move and seconded to defer action on the estates of Sea Chase, conditional use number 1774, site plan on road 274. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our